Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Jyothy Labs Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manoj Menon from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi everyone. As always, it's our absolute pleasure to host the management of Jyothy Laboratories for the results conference call. Over to management for the opening remarks and the presentation, and post which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Manoj, and good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you to the conference call of Jyothy Labs to discuss the financial performance for this quarter ended March 31st, 2023. I'm sure the results and the investor presentations, which are available on the stock exchange and also on our website, you all may have had a chance to look at it. So on the business environment front, overall demand environment has been mixed. Due to high inflation, consumer spends have been reduced, thereby driving significant competitive intensity and resulting in more focus towards volume growth. The recovery or the demand recovery at the rural India is yet to pick up the momentum. Input prices have eased off from the peak levels, and consequently, there is a higher the savings which we have got. There's a higher A&P spend, which is driving higher competitiveness. In the midst of all of this, we have sustained our growth momentum with our net sales up by 10.6% value growth. Volume growth is 11%, while some minor price cuts across the portfolio, so the net value growth is 10.6% with a volume growth of 11%. EBITDA margin stands at 17.5% at 118.6 crores, which is up by 40.6%, and net profit for the quarter is at 90.9 crores, up by 34.9% for the quarter. So we continue to strengthen our franchise with regular investment in all the growth initiatives which we have identified, which is towards strategic brand building, increasing our direct distribution, and also manufacturing capacity augmentation. And this obviously is supported with our focused execution, which has resulted in double-digit revenue growth for this quarter and as well as on the two-year and three-year CAGR basis. If you look at it, we are in a unique position with our product portfolio having the offering for all the channels, which helps us in actually capturing growth through both premiumization and sales of low unit packs. As I mentioned earlier, the input prices have normalized, which have helped us in sustaining the margins in spite of our higher level of A&P spends, which we have done, which has also helped us in growing market share across our portfolio. We'll continuously invest behind our digital and ESG initiatives for sustained and responsible growth. Overall, we are committed to build a higher scale of operation with a superior margin profile and having a healthy cash position. Moving on to the three categories' performance, fabric care sales have increased by 11.9% for this quarter. The segment, as you all know, we have post-wash and main-wash brands. Both have had healthy growth across. Our focus on, I mean, in addition to all the other brands which we have, focus is also on growing the fast-growing liquid detergent category, which has also witnessed good results. Also, our detergent powders have, I mean, witnessed good demand, and we have been doing a lot of targeted consumer activations along with digital activities to build a strong fabric care portfolio. In dishwash, our sales have increased by 6.7% for this quarter. In spite of all the market challenges, the growth is driven by initiatives we have undertaken towards strengthening the brands and making it more future ready. Focus continues to drive LUPs, which will enable us, or which is enabling us, a wider consumer recruitment. In addition, OFOs and e-commerce are also supporting the offtake of premium SKUs, and we'll continue to invest in the media with specific emphasis on few high impact properties, which will help us in accelerating the sales on a pan-India basis. In household insecticide category, our sales increased by 5.4% for this quarter. As you all know, the category, we've been highlighting in the past as well, has been facing headwinds. We are focusing on the liquid format and driving our brand communication, highlighting the automatic feature of the machine, which is unique in the category. The Q4, we remain positive, which is seasonally the large quarter for the HI business. Finally, our personal care segment, our sales have increased by 22.3%. Our neem-based Margo portfolio of soaps, along with the new variants of rose, lemon, jasmine, they all have got a good acceptance with the consumers, and we continue to focus on brand investments across mediums, along with focus on distribution for the personal care segment. So in summary, if we want to analyze what has stood out for us, three key initiatives. First is the distribution. We have been investing in expansion of our distribution. We've increased our direct distribution with the aid of technology, which is not only helping us enhancing the productivity, and we are following a disciplined distribution approach there. So distribution efficiency, it's gone up in terms of number of SKUs which we are selling per retail outlet, productive calls, and therefore we can constantly drive for a higher scale of distribution. So that's the first area. The second area is, in addition to the TV spends on media spends on TV, our incremental spends, we are focusing on several digital properties, out of home, van operations, newspaper ads for each brand to reach out to the end consumer. There are several on-ground activities undertaken. A few of them we have highlighted in our presentation as well. So these all new initiatives have also given us good incremental results. Third, our NPDs are doing well. Case in example is our liquid detergent in Henko and Ujala. Similarly, our new launches of Margo variants have received good support. So all these strategic inputs or our focus is helping us, keeping us closer to the consumer and ahead of the competition. And we'll continuously continue our efforts in these areas and focus on the volume-led growth and achieve a higher scale of business operation with a superior margin profile. Also, we'll continue to invest through brand building exercises for all our brands, as I mentioned, to build a higher scale of distribution and constantly increase productivity with our manufacturing capacity as well. Going forward, as we know, the challenges on the rural recovery, which is a big market, high inflation has impacted the consumers there, and it is a critical area to watch out for sustained category growth going forward. We have consistently delivered double-digit growth, revenue growth for the last few years and have expanded our profitability matrices. We'll keep focusing on execution and expect our sales growth trajectory, as we have mentioned earlier, to be in the double digit, primarily led by volume for this full year of FY23-24. Also on the margin front, with stable commodity prices, we should be able to hold for this year at our EBITDA margin level of 16-17% on an annualized basis. With this, I finish my opening remarks. We are happy to answer any questions or clarifications you all may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vishal Gutka from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi team. Congratulations on excellent set of numbers. Double-digit volume growth is really, really commendable. I just one question in the recent media articles, Jyoti Madam had highlighted that we are targeting a revenue base of 5,000 crores. So I just wanted to get few clarification, what kind of time frame you are looking, are you looking to expand some few new categories? And it was mentioned that we will be more driven by personal care. If you can provide any color or any more insights on this, it will be really helpful. Thank you.
Hi, Vishal. Yes, that's the larger, vision that we need to get there sooner. And that's an aspiration while we are working on how to make that happen. And like you know, we are in these four categories and we have a lot of room to grow within our existing portfolio. And also, if need be, we will be adding few categories in the future. So yes, 5,000 crore, what I've mentioned, is a very serious aspiration.
Okay. Any time frame will be really helpful to you. 4 years, 5 years, what kind of time frame you're looking? I agree it's an aspiration, but any time frame you can provide.
Okay, sooner the better. Maybe 4 years.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Percy from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi. My first question is on M&A. What are your thoughts on M&A? Are you open to it? And if so, what are the guardrails or parameters under which you will make your decisions?
So Percy, as you know, our organic business is doing well, and first we would rather, we will continuously focus much more on our organic business growth. And as Jyoti just mentioned, we have ample growth or scope in our existing categories in which we are present. Now on the M&A side of it, it obviously has to be in the same categories of the businesses which we understand, where we can utilize our existing distribution, our manufacturing capacities, and the business which we understand well. So these are the outline what we have, but we would, as we have again mentioned so many times in the past as well, we would want to do it. We evaluate every deal, but we want to do the right one at the right time. So just wait and watch.
Okay, so you mentioned that it would be in existing categories. So when you say that, are you looking at a very broad definition of category like HPC? Or are you looking at only the subcategories that you are in? So for just for example, supposing if there is something available in a shampoo, would you be open to that, or you would just want to focus on the existing subcategories that you are on?
Yeah, Prasidh. So what I wanted to say was on the categories of FMCG business.
Sorry, Sanjay, I didn't understand clearly.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, whether it is shampoos or home and personal care, everything is open for us.
Okay. Understood. Secondly, I just wanted to understand what is the roadmap and path to profitability of HIC. This has been a question which I guess has been asked to you since many, many years. And your response has been that we need to increase the share of vaporizers, and that is the way we will make money. But beyond that, can you give some more clarity on what is required to move the needle now? Because I'm sure it's been much longer than what you guys yourself would have expected in terms of break-even on this category. So any kind of roadmaps, any kind of time frames or milestones that we can monitor as investors for this?
Yeah. So Percy, see what is there in our hand is we have grown our other businesses at a much faster pace. And therefore, today you see versus few years back, today this business is only 7% of our top line. So therefore, the impact on us is much lesser from the top line perspective. Now, you know this category has got issues on seasonality, those illegal incense sticks, and so on and so forth, which is not too much in our hands. And we have, as you mentioned, we have been focusing more on the liquid side of it. We have a new brand ambassador, Kareena Kapoor, onboarded last this December quarter only. So we're making all our incremental efforts to make sure that what we have said and what we want to do, where there is more money to be made on the liquid side of it, we are focusing on that. I think sometimes you need to be a bit more patient, and we have some plans on HI as well. We hope this is the only business which is marginally a bit negative, and we will, as you said, yes, we would also want to make this category positive for us. So I think that's where the some product innovation will help us, somewhere seasonality should help us, and so we are making all those efforts to get to the profitability. I can't give you a time frame with it, but the electrical, when we are moving towards more focus towards electric or liquid vaporizer, and in the markets which are east of India for us, where the government focus is also electrification or making affordable electricity for all of them, I think somewhere where we have very high market shares in Bihar, UP, Eastern UP, West Bengal will also help us. So we are hopeful and very positive and committed to make this category also positive.
And lastly, if I might be allowed, on fabric care, if you can give some idea as to where the growth is coming. First of all, would I be right in assuming that on a YY basis, the pricing is negative in fabric care and therefore your volume is even higher than the top line growth? That is a volume plus mix effect is what I'm talking about. So if that is the case, I mean, looking at low teens kind of volume growth in this category is really commendable, and especially because it comes along with margin expansion as well. So just wanted to understand, are there any new states where you were weak, where you are now sort of increasing your presence? Is that where the volume is coming from? Or is there any major out of the three or four brands, brand which is ramping up much more than the others? Or what is really the contours of this growth is what I was looking at. Not any exact numbers or anything, but just a flavor.
Yeah, Percy. So a lot of focus has gone on the fabric care side of it. Our main post-wash, which is Ujala Crisp and Shine and main Ujala Fabric Whitener, we have been focusing on increasing our volume share in some of the states where our volume share was low, which is on the fabric whitener. That has done well. So I think that growth is positive, both on the Crisp and Shine and on fabric whitener. So a lot of ground activations, you would have, if you just flip through our presentation, we have highlighted a lot of ground activations which are helping that particular brand. On the main wash, all the three, four brands which are Henko, Mr. White, More Light, Ujala Detergent Powder, there have been geographical expansion. You know, like Ujala Detergent Powder moving to outside of Kerala. Henko, where the liquid detergent has been a good promising launch. There, the growth is very much higher than the category growth. So these are incremental steps or additional things which are helping the entire fabric care category for us. We hope we can continue the momentum. And as you know, post-wash is a high margin, and therefore it's also aiding us in the overall profitability for the fabric care category.
Understood. And these other brands you had apart from Henko, More Light, Mr. White, etc., which you have started focusing on in the last couple of years versus earlier the focus was less, are they sort of growing in the states they were present historically or as a legacy, or are you taking them to completely new states as well?
Yeah, it is a mix of all of that. So both Mr. White and More Light, we have been expanding our geographies as well. Also in terms of SKUs and geography expansion.
Okay. That's all from me. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Menon from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Quickly, a couple of questions from my side. One, Sanjay, on the ad spends, which has increased significantly, a lot of flow through from GP has gone in. Is there a way to quantify, to look at this and say that how much of this is, you know, let's say to maintain your share of voice, to share of market, and how much of this incremental is actually for NPDs and, you know, something for long-term, you know, building new categories or segments?
So, Manoj, we really don't want to comment on the share of voice thing. What we want is, if you see our initial, or if you see some years back, we were mostly TV specific only. Now what we have done is we invest behind digital television ads, print, outdoors. It's a mix of all of this. And for us, yes, we have to back any new launch that happens, and we take a call depending on which market to prioritize and where it's been launched. We take you know, a call on that as per our you know, the budgets and investment planning that we have. But we don't so much look into share of voice. We want to see whether we are able to reach our consumers better.
Understood. And Jyoti, thanks for that. One more thing on you know, the articulation of medium-term goalposts and targets. That's excellent. Very few companies do that. You know, just if you could comment a little bit on the qualitative side of it, people side of it, process side of it, org structure. You know, in this journey, have you started making some changes already, or you know, you think you're appropriately wired for these medium-term targets which you have?
This medium-term targets, what do you have in mind, Manoj?
It's just 5,000 crore revenue, and kind of as you grow, you know, size and scale and complexity. So just trying to understand, you know, the way the organization is structured currently, et cetera, is it appropriate, or you think you need to make some changes which you're probably already doing currently or something underway?
See, right now, I think we have the right, you know, resources with us. And with this itself, we are kind of confident that we'll be able to do it. As and when we require to change a little bit, you know, here and there, I think that's all what we'll have to do. And this will be a combination of organic, inorganic, possibly. So that's what we are aiming at. We'll see when it's the right time to add on, but the current structure, whether in terms of people, in terms of investment and everything else, technology, all of that is in place.
So, thank you and good luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kaustubh Pawaskar from Sharekhan by BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for giving me the opportunity and congrats for a good set of numbers. I have a couple of questions. First, on dishwashing space, our growth this quarter came at around 7%. So are we facing any competition in this category? And because of which the growth has been a little lower, or we are doing well compared to what the competition is doing?
If you see, for us, the dishwash segment has been the fastest growing, and we have reached a kind of scale and size there. But as we speak, you know that the rural markets are under a bit of stress. But we are still better off, you know, than the competition. We are better off than the most organized players. Yes, there are more competition in terms of local players and things like that. Very, very local in terms of geography, in terms of districts-wise, you would see that right now. But as an organized, branded player, we are doing fairly fine.
So once the demand, especially in the rural market, is, you know, improves, do you expect the growth in this vertical to improve? Because earlier we used to you know, achieve low double digit kind of a growth in this category. So can we expect it you know, to improve in the coming years?
Yes, I mean, we would want to improve it, and there are few plans and things already in place, which you will see. And yeah, like you said, if that competition comes down, definitely, and if the rural markets pick up, we do have a chance to do well.
My second question is on the raw material prices. So, for us, has raw material prices now stabilized, or there is a further, scope of reduction in the prices going ahead?
So for the last few months, we haven't seen a spike from the key raw materials which we buy, as you know, is lapsa, soda ash, palm oil, and all of that. So prices have remained broadly stable. So I think that's all what we can say. As you know, the geopolitical and the macro situations have become really difficult to predict. So for now, it seems good. It's come off from peak, and margins, as what we are getting today, we are comfortable with that.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyank Chheda from Vallum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. My question is on the contribution from new product developments. You rightly said that it's one of the levers where you have seen incremental sales coming through. So if you can help me, what was the contribution from the new products that you have developed as whatever the basket that you would be tracking over the last 9 months?
So, as you know, the important is to make sure that these launches or the NPDs which we do, they become successful, because there's a lot of energy which goes on to it, right from the manufacturing to the R&D to supply chain to the sales team. We are happy that the launches which we have done, they have given us positive results. It will be not fair for me to give, because we would have aggressive or whatever good plans to grow them. So some things which have launched, say for the 9 months on the Margo Neem Naturals, we want to see the results for at least 1 to 2 years before we comment how much each one of them can contribute or are contributing. But all I can say at this stage is they are giving us good incremental growth for us to drive better profitability and revenue growth.
So the total basket of NPD as a sales contribution has broadly remained flat. What you alluded to, the fact is that the launches have been done now, and the benefits should be seen only after 2 years, correct?
One is we launch it, then we want the repeat purchases to come in, and that stability gets in is when we can say, yes, the product has done well. For now, I just mentioned in my opening remarks, the liquid detergents, Margo Neem Naturals, I think those have given us good confidence for our personal care and fabric care business. Additional lever is what we have got, and one has to look at some of these levers. So we are happy and lucky to find them, and they are doing well.
Got it. If you can help me on the distribution touch points, the presentation seems to keep the number of distribution touch points same, while you have been alluding the fact that distribution has been one of the, again, key driver to the growth. So if you can help me with the number on the direct distribution and indirect distribution, if there is any change versus what the presentation has been mentioning.
Yeah, so I think as we always keep a practice of discussing our direct distribution number on an annual basis. So in the first quarter of financial year is when we do talk about how much our direct distribution has gone up. But beginning of this financial year, we mentioned that we are reaching out to 1.1 million outlets on a direct basis, and we expect to add anywhere between 75,000 to 1 lakh shops in the next financial year, and I think we are tracking well on that, and we'll update you with the final numbers in the next quarter.
Got it. Just last question on, if I heard correctly, the volume growth was 11% for the quarter, correct? And which means that you haven't taken price corrections, or the mix change has negated the price corrections on the overall portfolio basis?
Yeah, so we have taken some price corrections. That's why the value growth is 10.6%. Wherever it was needed in particular geographies or particular portfolio, we have done that. Incrementally, as we speak, there are no major, I mean, price cuts for now, and we'll be focusing more on, you know, more consumer activations, on-ground support, so that the volume growth can be supported much better.
So, you mean that, even with the gross margins, which are at near all-time highs for you, at around 49%, 50%, you would not like to do any price corrections or pass on the, or pass on the RM benefits to the consumer to drive more volume growth? Because FMCG leader has been into public saying that we would be taking price corrections given the competitive intensity is high. What's your take on this part, and how would you manage this gross margin and passing on the benefit to the consumers?
So absolutely, it'll all depend on SKU to SKU. And, if the competitive intensity require us to do, take price corrections, obviously we will take that. As we know, I mean, we have space to do that. So there's no reason why we would not follow that. See, there are multiple levers with which a business is done. You have your price volume, sorry, you have your price cuts, then you have your some trade schemes, then you have some consumer promos. At the end of the day, then you have how much you are spending on the media spends, A&P. So if the price cuts is where volume growth is getting driven due to competitive reasons, definitely we will also do that, or we'll also follow that. But we also want to keep increasing our A&P spend so that for the longer term, the business grows on a much stable things. Our NPDs do get, I mean, NPDs get much better support with a higher A&P. As you know, this quarter also, we had a increase in our A&P by 45%. So we would want to continuously do those A&P spends for the long-term sustainability of the business.
Got it. Thank you for answering all the questions.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ajay Thakur from Anand Rathi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. I had two questions, both extension of the previous question. Wanted to understand, among consumer fabric care, segment, if you can-
Sorry to interrupt, but the line for you is not very clear. I request you to please move to an area with better network.
Is it better now? Hello?
Sir, please go ahead.
Yeah. So I have two questions, both are extension of the earlier question. Wanted to understand a bit more on the fabric care segment. We have seen that, fabric care segment, we are, you know, done fairly well. But can you share a bit more light in terms of how we are going in terms of the premium segment versus, the other segment? So that could be a bit helpful. And also, you know, in terms of, our ad spends, I've seen improvement increase in terms of the ad spend, both for digital and possibly also from promotion and other aspects. I also wanted to get a bit more sense, in terms of the competitive intensity which you have been alluding to. So can you kind of give some kind of a understanding as to, you know, what kind of a competitive intensity you are seeing in various segments, say both, for example, fabric care, the home care, especially from the regional players, and how you are kind of, you know, looking to fight them?
Okay. So, if I've understood your questions clearly, you were not very audible, but I'll try and answer. So fabric care, most of our detergents business, and the post-wash, all of them have done, you know, well. Well, as in when I say, it's relatively fairly fine than the current, if you see in the current situation. And it is across brands. It is across brands, it is across segments, and also our liquid detergents that we launched last year, those are also doing well. So and both and from all channels. So the thing is, and the growth that you see is not particularly a brand or a you know, a segment. It is in fabric care, all of them. And on ad spends, you asked me some questions, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you just repeat that?
So you had indicated that, you know, you are increased ad spend on the digital side of it, and you know, so that was one thing. But then also want to understand you know, how the competition, you also mentioned about the competitive intensity going up, especially from the smaller players in the regional market. So I wanted to understand a bit more on how, you know, competitive intensity is and how you are looking at fighting those smaller players in that context. Sure. And would you be looking at more promotional spend, or would it be, you know, more of a, you know, ad-driven sales push kind of a thing? Or otherwise, if you are looking at, you know, something like a, you know, the competition in, say, fabric is higher, or, you know, dishwashers higher. So some color around that would be helpful.
Yeah, yeah. So so earlier we used to spend only on TV, largely. Now our investment mix is in terms of spending on media has, you know, slightly changed from what it was before. It includes digital spends, it includes outdoor spends, it includes print, it includes wherever we can reach the consumers faster and in a better way is where we have taken those changes positively. And in terms of competition from local players, see, we will not be able to fight that battle with local players as such, because they go down to any level. We are an organized player. We don't cut corners. So those are not our, while there may be a temporary this thing, we will be spending on A&P as well as ground activities, because that's the longer way, long-term thing to build a brand. So we will not be, you know, because each market has its own, you know, different kind of players, and you know, they resort to all kind of, you know, activities. While we will not be directly fighting them, we will be spending on media. We will be investing behind our brands, both on the ground and on ATL as well.
Understood, ma'am. Thanks. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush Chabria from Shravas Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, yeah, you're audible.
Yeah. I just wanted to understand something. So in the investor presentation, you've given that you've gained market share in the coil segment and you've lost the market share in the liquid segment. But as per your commentary, you're saying that you're trying to focus more on the liquid segment, right? So what is happening then? Just trying to get an understanding of that.
Yeah, so so we are focusing on the liquid more. Coil, as you know, is not, the market isn't growing, but we have maintained our market share there. And in liquid segments, yes, we have taken action on many fronts. We have brought in a new brand ambassador. We have, you know, enhanced our product out as in terms of output, and also the innovation around the product that we are communicating. So we are hopeful that we'll be able to do better.
All right. Also, I just want to understand on the ad spend part, is the growth going to be maintained quarter-on-quarter basis, or are you going to taper down the ad spend growth?
So ad spend is 8-9% is what we have been targeting for a while. We've got, at this point of time, some space to do that, and that is what we have done, more looking at future business. So this is where we stand, and it will all depend on how, you know, the commodities and the rest of the input prices behave. But we would like to keep it at between 8-9% going forward as well.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vincent Andrews from Geojit Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for the good set of numbers. Most of the questions have been answered, and one question I have. The incremental, I understand the distribution, you have a strong focus on distribution expansion, and almost 10% incremental distribution is happening currently. So I assume almost that reflects the additional volume, almost 10 to 11% volume you have in this quarter. So my understanding is right, like the incremental volume is coming mainly from the new geographies.
So it will be a function of many things. Whatever incremental distribution you add, you will also see the result. It doesn't happen on the day one of the financial year, first of all. And it takes time for those retail outlets to mature. It takes anywhere between 12 to 24 months for it to give us the results what we have seen on a mature basis. So yes, distribution do add. There are other ways also to pull the consumers, which is through media spend, through all our trade schemes and communication. So it will be a function of many things, but yes, distribution is an important mode for our business.
Okay, so you have mentioned that almost 75 to 1 lakh additional in this year. So can you please give a guidance on FY25 also?
Sir, we'll continuously increase our distribution, but difficult to put a number for now. It will all depend on the resources, because we need to add feet on the street to enhance our distribution. It'll be a function of few things to consider, but rest assured, our objective is to keeping the cost-benefit analysis in mind. We would improve and increase the...
Yeah, friends, hope you can hear us.
Yes, sir. One last question. So, any volume guidance for next year, FY25?
Sir, we are in the midst of finalizing our budgets for the next year. I think we'll be able to give you with much more clarity when we have our next con call with all of you.
Okay, sir. And the personal care, the growth is almost more than 20%. So we'll continue in the near term also.
So as you know, this quarter we also had the NPDs, the new launches which we have done, contributed to it. But we are hopeful for a good positive growth continuing with us on the personal care.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumil Sethi from Singular Gov. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I have two questions. One is, what's the online contribution as in sales from online channels like Amazon, BigBasket? Sanjay mentioned in the opening remarks some UFO channels. So what's the contribution there? And second one, Manan Dishwas, what is the contribution of low unit packs or low unit price packs in terms of less than 20 rupees or less than 30? I do not know what the right industry metric is, contribution. And third is liquid detergents. How big would that be as a percentage of your overall main wash portfolio versus the industry?
Sir, I think I could only gather your first part of it, that how much is the contribution of e-commerce business to our total sales, which is in the tune of between 5 to 6%.
Okay. And is it contributed more by a certain category?
No, I didn't get it. E-commerce, obviously, there are certain premium categories, liquids. They do much better in all categories on e-commerce well. So that is where the... I think all of them are doing, all our products are available on e-commerce websites, and business is doing well. They are growing much faster.
Okay. And what's the contribution of liquid detergent as a percentage of your overall main wash portfolio?
So for now, the numbers are not that big. We are hopeful they will become decent size, and then maybe we can disclose the same also for you.
Let me ask you a question differently. Would your national market share in liquid detergents be much more than what it is in the main powdered detergents?
So we just come out with our liquid detergents last year only. When we saw the opportunity becoming big and consumers trying to becoming much more comfortable with the usage. We are expanding or we are focusing much more with the liquid detergent side of it. And we'll soon have a market share also, you know, following that.
And one last question on the dishwash category. So is it that new customer recruitment is becoming a challenge or the usage, because that's the most underpenetrated of all the categories that Jyoti Labs is present in. And historically, as you had mentioned, it has grown in double digits and 20s also at some point. So is it that new customer recruitment is challenging because affordability is a challenge or the usage has gone down?
There is no issue in recruiting new customers. It is, if you see, the rural markets are right now under stress, and that is what we are, you know, seeing here in the dishwash segment. After Ujala, we are the most distributed brands are our dishwash segment. And hence you would see that little bit effect or stress in the rural market, which is slightly affected there. But otherwise, there's no other issue in terms of consumer acceptance and recruitment.
Okay. So from a channel perspective, your super stockist contribution probably could be higher in dishwash versus overall company. And that's how the correlation that rural markets slow down or there is slowdown in rural markets, which is reality. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may please press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Ravi Purohit from Securities Investment Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered. Just two of one is on Margo. If you could, you know, kind of you know, share some thoughts on Margo as a brand has been doing fairly well for us over the last few years. I think probably has been the fastest growing you know, amongst all our brands. So what is it that is driving this? That we are reaching more outlets than before for this, and there is a significant low-hanging fruit for Margo to go from, let's say, X versus, let's say, some of our other products like Ujala and, you know, Pril and all in terms of distribution reach. So that is one. And second, you know, is there any extensions? We've launched three new fragrant, I think, variants of Margo, but is there a broader idea or plan behind, you know, expanding you know, this brand? If you could just share, you know, something on those lines. Thanks.
Yeah, so Margo growth, you would see, we have done a lot of work on the brand itself in making the brand much stronger in terms of its proposition from when, you know, that has been happening since last couple of years. So one is that, and then making consumers aware why Margo is good, and then also building on the strong Margo equity, we have launched three new variants this year, which has been well accepted by consumers so far. So the response has been good. So it's a combination of brand investment in terms of brand proposition, distribution expansion, all of this put together.
Okay, but would you say that, let's say, compared to a Pril or you know, some of our more popular brands, the distribution reach still has more legs to grow in under Margo?
Yeah, there's a lot of scope for Margo as such, as we speak. There's still room for Margo to grow. Yeah.
Okay, and any other products under the brand in terms of, you know, maybe soaps or, you know, I mean, as in liquid variants or some personal care under this, or is it going to remain as what it is right now?
No, we have few things. We are working on few products and things under the brand. You'll see that as and when it comes.
Okay. And also, from Henko, when we had acquired, we had a few other personal care brands like deodorant and a few. So is there any plan to rekindle some of those, or those are history now. So if you could share anything on that.
No, sir, I think there are opportunities in all our brands, all the activities, all the brands which we're working on. So you will find news for all of them, but one thing at a time. And we are doing work on many of these brands, many of these brand extensions. And as Jyoti mentioned, we will be updating you with those developments in due course.
Yeah. So the reason I ask this is instead of doing an M&A, which will end up being a very expensive proposition, right? If you already have products or categories which came with our acquisition earlier, there is scope for us to kind of first look inside of what we already have at hand, rather than go out and spend 5x, 10x revenues or to make acquisitions. So just from that point of view.
It's a perfectly well taken, very good advice. We would definitely consider all these points before we take up any M&A activities. But we will, in any case, not miss any of these opportunities which you are mentioning, which are within our control or the brands are with us, whether introducing new SKUs, whether introducing or expanding into newer geographies. We will use all of those opportunities to the optimum.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll get back in the queue. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one if you wish to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ruchita Ghadge from iWealth. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Very good afternoon and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my question is regarding the four-year guidance that we have given that we can do around 5,000 crore revenue. So just wanted to understand, would it be uniform across categories that we'll be seeing this growth, or would it be in one category that we feel would grow better than the others, if you can get some clarity on that?
So Ruchita, it's going to be, as Jyoti mentioned, this is going to be, this is more aspirational. We will, 4 years is a long time. And it is natural that we'll try to get to that type of a growth. We'll be working on each of those categories, new categories. And so all of them will be our levers to grow or get there. So you will find, as we know, we have opportunities in all these categories, and we would use all of them to our advantage.
Okay. Because currently, we are growing at around 10%-11%, right? And when we talk about 4,000 crore, it means we should grow at around 15%-16%. So just because of that, I have this query. How would we grow that?
I think somewhere we'll have to cut the noise around us. We'll have to only focus on the work which we are doing. And it's a project. It's a dream. It's an aspiration. We'll have to put all our resources to our best advantage and get there. So you will never find an even trajectory year-on-year. But yes, somewhere we want to get there. Why? Because it gets us far better operating leverage, improves our profitability, gives us the ability to build a more robust business. And so that's why that's the internal target for us to get there.
Understood, sir. Understood. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vincent Andrews from Geojit Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Thanks again. Only one question. So in proportion to your distribution expansion and to new geographies, any need for adding new plants? Currently, you have 23. So anything on that?
So that will no immediate need for now, but we keep seeing our capacity utilization, and that's not that big a concern area for us. As we have 22 plants, we can always add one more plant wherever strategically it is needed. The organization is growing, and we will need more factories or facilities across India. So we will do that.
Okay, so the major capex is not coming, right? We can assume like the capex for this next year would be around 30 crore something?
It would be more than that. 30-40 crores is what has been historically our maintenance capex and few one or two lines here and there. But in case if we plan to get a larger operation or a newer unit, it will be much more than that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Abhijit Kundu from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congrats on a very strong set of numbers. My question was on the gross profit margin. We have seen already the competition has reduced prices, which we saw in their realization decline and volume growth. So all of it, to a great extent, has already happened, that heightened pricing competition, it is already there. So despite that, you have still seen a good, a strong gross profit margin expansion. And an absolute gross profit margin, I mean, when you look at several years, obviously post GST. So just wanted to get a sense that, how much of the, because pricing competition from here, I don't feel, though people have been talking about it, but I don't feel that there will be a steep pricing competition because that has been happening for the last 6 months. Just wanted to get a sense from you that, I know it's very difficult for you to give an answer to this, but gross profit margin, what would have driven the gross profit margin is more important. Is it more of product mix improvement, that has driven margin? And how much of this is sustainable?
Yeah, so as you said, it is a tough one, Abhijit, but... See, one is a combination of SKU mix. So if we have a higher share of liquid business doing well, which is say these liquid detergents, and that helps in the overall gross margin. Our post-wash business doing well helps us in a gross margin. Our personal care business, which has generally higher margin, helps us in getting better gross margin. So I think these are all the ways in which, or these are the reasons why the gross margin has been, we've seen an improvement in a gross margin, and it is by design. And what we want to do is with that margin, yes, price competitive, I mean, with competitive intensity, we may have to take some price cuts, which we're perfectly fine with it. But we want to increase our A&P spends, focus more on NPDs. We have not seen many celebrities. We want to increase our A&P spend so that we can reach out to the consumers and try newer ways of reaching out to the consumers, which could be out of home, which could be press, which could be digital media. So I think that is where we are looking at. Try out newer NPDs, have that some more risk approach, so that we can also get a better top line for the future. So these will be fewer things we want to do with the higher gross margin. And we believe this can be sustainable if we are able to get the top line growth, as well as the input prices or commodity prices remain at these levels where we are.
Sure, but just for clarification, that in the relevant categories where your larger competition has reduced prices, you have also reduced prices, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. That's the clarification I want. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have no further questions. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So, friends, thank you for attending this call today. I know you, all of you, have a busy day today. I hope we have answered most of your questions and queries. If you still have any further queries, please reach out to us. We'd be more than happy to address them all of them. And thanks, Manoj, Karan, and the team at ISEC for organizing this conference call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.